And we are joined with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Larry, there's a lot of things on the agenda with the Trump administration that are perfectly in line now with the GOA. Tell us what's up and why these are such important issues.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me back on the show. Really appreciate you. We are looking at a bill that the president has said he would sign, and in effect, he has said, bring it to me, put it on my desk. This bill would make it so that if you have a concealed carry permit in one state, that permit would be recognized in every other state the same way your driver's license is. And that would make a huge difference for those who have concealed carry permits, that now they have to be so careful that they're not violating the law going into a state where there's no reciprocal agreement with their home state. This way they would be able to travel without that concern. And obviously that would increase public safety as well, because it would increase the number of concealed carry handgun owners who are able to carry in many more jurisdictions. And as we have seen, when states enact concealed carry legislation, violent crime goes down. I think the anti-self-defense crowd, the anti-gunners, are unhappy to hear that. But the fact is, more guns really does mean less crime.
All the terrorism has occurred in no-gun zones, including San Bernardino and Florida, et cetera. I want to put a tagline. I always like taglines because they're kind of very instructive. I'm going to call this the No Jihad Zone Gun Laws. How's that?
That certainly would go at about probably half of the murders that have been committed in gun-free zones. Half of them are likely motivated by commitment to Muhammad and to Islamic Sharia law, where they're taught that the only way to heaven is to die while you're killing other people, and so they try to live that out. And as an aside, I'm not sure what the Dr. Nidal Hassan is thinking, because he's now in a semi-paralyzed state following his murder of some 13 of his fellow soldiers at Fort Hood. So he may not be able to run against a cop and get killed. They sometimes refer to as suicide by cop. So he may not be able to make it to heaven, but he certainly is alive trying.
Well, he's going to have a delay while they build his apartment down there.
Maybe so.
And down there, you know what I'm saying? Up, yeah,
is
down
a good
there.
Reference.
Actually,
yes,
you know what? I have to say that our military personnel in Afghanistan and elsewhere are what I call secretaries for the United States. Secretary, not like like Attorney General Secretary. Secretary is arranging an appointment to meet Allah.
Well, yes. That, I think, would be... in fact, I remember what a Marine general said at the outbreak of may have been the first Gulf War, and Saddam Hussein was threatening to send his hordes against the United States military and defeat them. And a Marine general said, well, you just send them on and we'll be glad to facilitate their getting to their 72 virgins. His tongue, I think, was firmly planted in its cheek, but certainly... that's the unhappy view that's held by so many ensnared in the faith of Islam, that somehow murder is the pathway to heaven.
Well, I think one of the things that Bill Warner says is the jihad of murder is actually the least, although it's the most scary, it's the least of the jihads, the jihad of politics, the jihad of money, the jihad of geopolitical control. We saw that with the undercover agents of the... director of the CIA and the president, which are both Saudi agents.
Yeah, there's a kind of a, I think the Arabic word is hijra, H-I-J-R-A, maybe A-H,
yeah.
And it's the jihad of population shifting. So
right.
We now are seeing jihad in terms of Syrian, mostly Syrian young men about military age seeking asylum in the United States, and there's increasing doubt that they're even fleeing from anything. They're just
right.
Lying, which is a part of Islam. It's called taqiyya. It's permitted when you lie to other Muslims or other people in general, as long as you're deceiving them in the name of Islam. And, of course, you determine what is the need of Islam at any particular point. So
right.
you can lie every day of the year, and you're in good shape as long as you are adhering to Islam. It makes you wonder why we even would bother to take the oath to be telling the truth, so help me God, from anybody who says they're a Muslim.
Right. Exactly, yeah. That's quite true. What I think has to happen, and people have to start getting real, is that part of the reason why we don't have a Venezuela-type situation in America is that the government can't get violent or aggressive against the citizens because we are armed. It also means that criminals, and there's a number of criminals in our country, most domestic-grown and foreign, like MS-13, that if they're armed citizens, those people won't be able to do very much. I mean, I remember a story many, many years ago from my cousins in Michigan. And they'd gone to the local bank. Literally, this is one of my cousins, and an elderly lady in her 70s had just come from her gun class, and she had actually had six shooters on both hips. And a bunch of bankers came in with arms and started shooting at the ceiling and so on and telling everybody to get down. She didn't get down. She pulled out her six shooters, and being a crack shot, she just took them and put them all on the ground. But this time they were bleeding. And the cops arrived, and they just kind of patted her on the back and said, "Wow." And you have to know this, that when women usually get trained how to handle a gun, they actually are more accurate shot than men. And they
I'm afraid that's right. It's very
they often
wounded
keep their,
if my...
Wound your ego, yeah. But the fact is, you deal with a handgun, they're actually more accurate, and they actually stay calm because once they're trained how to deal with it and they're no longer nervous, they're actually more cool, calm, and collected, and a more accurate shot. Interesting.
Well, Granny was a great example, and... the bad guys, maybe they were too intent on the money and the teller to not see a gal with
And the idea, too, is that you not only conceal carry, but also just open carry. I think that it's a very calming thing to know that someone, say, in a theater or whatever, has open carry and that they're probably a pretty darn good citizen because they believe that the Second Amendment makes sure you're going to still have the First Amendment.
You know, it's just something that the folks on the left don't want to admit, that it really does make for a safer society, and that the ability of the people to be armed even can go so far as to keep the government under control,
right.
Which was actually the main purpose of the Second Amendment. And there's a story that comes from Athens, Tennessee in 1947 that I think is the really teaches the essence of the Second Amendment. There was a very corrupt government in Athens at the time, and they stole the election quite literally. They took the ballot boxes against state law from where the ballots had been cast to the police station where they were going to count them themselves, we might say.
Right.
And as they were just getting to the police station and inside getting ready to phony up the count, the people of the town arrived from disparate places in their cars and in their trucks, their pickup trucks especially, with their rifles formed a perimeter around the police station where the cops had taken the ballots. And after a brief shootout, the cops realized that there were a whole lot more of them than there were of the cops. So they left the ballot boxes and left the scene, and it turned out the reform slate had won. Never would have known that the election had turned out that way had it not been for armed men and women of the town.
Now, one of the things that's very obvious, I was watching Rand Paul this morning talking about whether or not he was unmasked and a number of other candidates. And he said, if they can go after us as candidates for president, what about the mortal citizens of the United States? And we have the surveillance state. One of the things that happened last night was the firing of James Comey. And even Schumer warned President Trump that, you know, they can get you six ways for Sunday if you cross so-called the intel agencies. Now, you have to understand that that's very scary. And by six ways for Sunday, it's not just cybernetically getting at you. It's also getting at you in other ways. And they don't just have regular weapons. I took care of these guys that were in Delta and Special Ops. And they weren't just using guns. They were using directed energy weapons and other technologies to, let's say, take down people they didn't like or were going to intercept. One of the things we have found out is that many of these people that are doing crimes have been monitored for months or years before they commit them, like the Orlando shooter and the Centerau brothers, the Boston Marathon bombing, etc. All these people were monitored for a very long time beforehand. So we have basically rogue elements within government that are out of control. It's very calming to the citizenry to know that, you know, where you're going to a public place, let's say the Mall of the Americas or a theater or someplace, if a number of citizens are armed, they won't let things get out of hand. For example, I guarantee you, if there are a number of, what was that, the sheriff's organization that was actually showing up over the last few years, and if they were showing up, for example, at the student assembly where they were going to have Ann Coulter speak up in University of California in Berkeley, I guarantee you those students wouldn't be grabbing fences and trying to show them through windows if armed citizens arrive there of whatever age. You know, the great level.
A group from the Oath Keepers.
That's it, Oath Keepers.
Yeah. Active duty cops and military and retired cops and military.
And there's, there's nothing like a leveler. If you're a senior citizen and you're a good shot and you're well armed and it's obvious that you're carrying your arms, it doesn't matter how young and frisky or dangerous people are, their friskiness is immediately dissolved away. That's one of the things that people don't grasp. A perfect example of that is Venezuela. And you're probably very aware of this, but the public may not be, that the Venezuelan corrupt government, who are still sucking the people dry while the people have on average lost 19 pounds and eaten all their pets. And they're one of the richest countries in the world in terms of oil. They have 7 trillion barrels of proven oil reserves, yet they're down to the last $10 billion. And apparently the government, a corrupt government in Venezuela, is saying we're going to give something 400,000 or 500,000 guns to supporters of this corrupt government. In other words, they selectively know who their supporters are, and they're giving guns only to the citizens because they disarmed the entire public in Venezuela. There's no regular.
They disarmed them. They had gun registration, so they knew who had the guns. And when they called for the guns to be turned in, people knew that if they didn't, they were going to be in trouble with the government because the government did know. And that's why Gun Owners of America has steadfastly not only opposed gun registration, but the instant background check, which itself is the open door for the government to do registration. Even though it's prohibited in the background check law, so was what Lois Lerner did, prohibited by law.
Right.
And she went ahead and did it anyway.
You're talking about the IRS.
The IRS used her political power to target conservative opponents of the Obama regime, and it was illegal for her to do that. She was supposed to just give the tax status to anybody that qualified, and these groups had qualified, but the regime was slow-walking it so that they, in effect, never got their tax status and were thus crippled from their ability to operate effectively. And that was a dandy way to leave your conservative opponents right before your left-wing re-election bid in 2012. And Obama didn't care a bit that people might even be able to see he was abusing power. He had the power, he was going to do it. Just like Chavez. What Chavez did was illegal, confiscate the guns. The government had promised that would never happen.
Right.
Well, so when the government makes these promises, they're empty.
I have friends in Canada, and I can tell you the Canadians, they passed a law during the previous Conservative government, and people even living within a mile of the RCMP offices weren't going to turn in their guns. And as a result, they eventually had to actually repeal the law, because basically Canadians are different than Americans. They're armed to the teeth, especially in rural Canada, but they just don't talk about it. Here in America, we'll talk about it, because we actually should. Part of the reason why they have such a leftist government in Canada, open arms. But on the other hand, in terms of vetting, the toughest country on earth to vet, to actually get into Canada, is Canada. Do you know that? It's not America or even any other country like the Middle East. It's Canada. They'll talk a big talk. The fact is that rural Canadians are armed like crazy. People don't know that, do they?
Well, that's good to hear.
But they won't turn in their guns, and they eventually realized this is embarrassing. No one is turning in their guns, and no one is showing up.
So they did away with that long-arm registry, and I hope they get to the point where they do away with their handgun registry, which they've had since the 1930s. And by the way, I don't think they've ever caught one criminal with it.
Well, of course not. If you want to get a gun and you're a criminal, there's a whole network of ways of getting guns. And that's the problem, you see. People don't realize criminals are armed. Citizens, if they aren't armed, they're obviously easy pickings. That's why when you go to places like San Bernardino, it's a no-gun zone, or other places, it's a perfect place for a terrorist or someone to do, because they're not going to get shot before they kill a sufficient number of people that they can get their divots with Allah. You know, hey, I killed 20 people. I deserve a really good place with an extra number of virgins, let's say. Just being sarcastic here. So, now people say, Dr. Deagle, that's ridiculous. They say, well, I've got some factoids, having my family coming from, on my mother's side, from Syria, Lebanon, and we're Maronite Christians. I can tell you that their version of Islam, all Islam, by the way, not just some, is that when Yeshua Jesus comes back, he's a Muslim, and if you don't convert to Islam, he beheads you. Did you know that?
And he says that everything he said before as Jesus was wrong.
Right. That Muhammad is actually correct, but he kind of took a few thousand years of classes to actually figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have come to the conclusion that if I ever live in a place that is going Islam, I'm going ballistic.
Well, here's what I'm concerned about, and I want people to know this. These are some real possible situations that are not beyond, you know, they're not like, you know, the chance of getting hit by an asteroid, which, by the way, in 2029, the chances are 1% if being hit directly by Apophis or its debris field, which is millions of miles across. That is only, how many years ago? 2029, that's what, 12 years? So people need to understand, here's the first possibility. Number one, the sun is in a particular position and attitude that it may have a coronal mass ejection, and if you lose EMP, you've got a number of starving, angry, and violent people, and if you don't have self-protection, things are going to get dicey. We're talking about all the way up to human cannibalism. Number two, if the government goes bankrupt, there's $14.3 billion of sovereign corporate debt that could blow this summer. And people don't realize this is more than the mortgage-backed security thing in 2008-09. If that blows, the government, literally, although they've funded themselves through to September, there's a very good probability that either the banks and the big corporations are going to go bankrupt. And it said that if this blows, it's probably going to take 30 to 40% of the corporations in America are going to go bankrupt. Now,
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Revolution Radio is listener supported. You can go to revolutionradio.org and support with your donations Revolution Radio, which is broadcast here on Studio B every day.
But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we've come. But I believe it all is coming to an end.
So the chances of a coronal mass ejection or an EMP weapon used as one of the first phases of any kind of international conflict, and the list of nations that actually have specialized in EMP warfare, people aren't aware of this because the average person doesn't think about it, but I have classified access to information. I'll give you an example. Iran has been working on this for 28 plus years to just bring a barge or fishing boats, and they can be 600 miles off the coast and go up a couple hundred thousand feet in the air and actually explode a EMP style of small micronuke that you wouldn't even detect, that will just black out 1,500 radio miles. So, or North Korea, they have two satellites that pass over American territory literally multiple times a day. And if any of those carried an EMP weapon, America would black out. And you know what? None of the step-down transformers and other equipment that we need in order to keep our distribution network up is made in America anymore. It stopped about 10 years ago under George Bush, even before the Abominator arrived. And those step-down transformers and other equipment necessary to rebuild our power grid are all made in China now. I mean, it's just one stupid thing after another, and people don't understand that even just a major famine, let's say because of weather and climate change, because it's all over the place now, the climate's everywhere. And we see it happening in China. China right now is covered, the entire nation of China is covered by the Gobi Desert dust. That's why they have to import food from elsewhere. So the world is getting more and more fragile. The situation geopolitically is more and more dangerous. That's why they voted in Macron in France, because the French are more afraid of losing their economy than being invaded by Muslims, even though they now have 7.5-8 million Muslims in France, And you can't go anywhere in Paris during certain times of the day because you're going to see thousands of butts in the air while they sing their praises to Allah. You know, it's really pretty crazy. I was over in Paris many years ago, back in the late 90s. I would not go there anymore. I mean, there are lots of areas that are called no-go zones.
Ditto.
Yeah, it's really dangerous, and people don't understand. This is what Hillary Clinton and Obama wanted to do to America. They wanted to have us so invaded that in a decade, we'd have a billion population, and it would be a Sharia-compliant super state. And this is where Europe is going. If Europe goes in the same direction that I see happening with Macron and Turkey, in a decade, it will be Sharia-compliant, and it'll be a large minority, or within two decades, a majority will be Muslim, and they have the Galileo space system that's integrated with their weapon systems and long-range nuclear missiles. People don't understand this, that we're heading toward a very dangerous time in the future. And if you're not armed, and things go south, because there's multiple reasons why they can go south, it's not just one or two in the menu, you're in big trouble. And that's why I tell people, be a prepper, be armed, take care of your health, but realize that, you know, you and your neighbors, like I have really good neighbors in our gated community, all the way from the end of our gate, we have a district attorney and a criminal defense attorney, and everybody in our cul-de-sac is armed to the teeth, big time.
Well, that's the way to be, because you don't know when the public order might collapse, and that's what you're talking about.
Right.
But there are those that would, that are poised to either facilitate that or at a minimum take advantage of it when it does happen.
Oh, yeah, or just kind of in desperation, because the average person has no more than 3 to 4 days of food, and if the power goes out, if I was going to make a B-movie, I call it the fourth day. By the fourth day, the wife is screaming at the husband, the dog food's run out, all the food is rotted, and it smells like hell in the house because now they've shut down the water supply to the house. Because if you don't, everybody, most people don't realize this in the Western world, every Western power, right from New Zealand to Australia to America to Canada, has backup power for water supply but not for sewage. So if you don't cut down the water, by the fourth day you're going to get backing up sewage in every town and city in the Western world. People don't know that, do they? So
it's a delightful thought.
It's a delightful thought. It's a very stinky thought. And the fact is, they don't understand that if you have 40.5 million roving Americans, firstly, I tell people, if you're living in a big city, you should have already been out years ago. And number two, you know, maybe you have to commute, but you better be prepared for the fact that if you can't get out of a city, you better have a place to hunker down, maybe under your garage for a period of 30 to 60 days, because, and I got this classified facts that 6 months of no power alone, 90% of the population of any Western nation, including Australia, Canada, and the United States, and I got their classified documents, will be dead. 6 months, just no power, not plagues, not war, just no power. So if you don't think you need a gun, if you don't think you need gun rights, you're crazy. Just look at Venezuela. Read the news every day. Find out what's going on there. And that's what can happen here.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know.
So, how do we help you and GOA? I'm a GOA member here in California. How do we help GOA achieve its agenda with the federal government, the state governments? How do we make America safe again? And, you know, the idea of getting rid of the no-gun zones, having a concealed carry permit that's national, having an open carry that's allowed. So if you're in a march and you have open carry, I think it certainly would tamp down the idea of people with masks on thinking they're going to throw things at you or spray you or punch you in the face. I mean, even if you're my age, 65, I don't think someone's likely to punch me in the face if I'm carrying a serious weapon and maybe wearing body armor and have a shield on my face. I think it would certainly prevent them from even being that foolish, even if they're slightly psychotic or on some drugs, to consider it's a good option.
No, I think you're right. The way people can get involved with us, and it's a freebie, is just go to gunowners.org and sign up for our free email alerts. That's the way our grassroots lobbying is done. When people get those alerts, it's within seconds they're enabled to send a communication, an email, off to their members of Congress, their appropriate member, about a particular bill, and they'll get all the information they need about it, and then, boom, mission accomplished.
I have two questions. First is, I often hear Trump mentioning the NRA, and I know the NRA have some things they've done in the past that are positive, but there's some very serious, what we call blind spots of the NRA. And that's the first question. The second is, what representations have been done between the people around, like Steve Bannon, and the people around Trump and the GOA? Because there's a lot of areas that are not being addressed by the NRA that the GOA addresses that's very important for American security. What's going on?
Well, the president is familiar with the NRA, among other things. His sons are members of the NRA, so it's not surprising that that's what keeps their attention when the gun issue comes up. They think of the NRA, and they're probably not aware of, say, the recent example of the NRA supporting an expansion of gun control after the shooting spree at the Sandy Hook School in Connecticut. The NRA supported making universal the background checks for anybody buying a gun, even from their uncle, if he's giving it to them. the idea there was to make sure that all transactions, all transfers, not just sales, go through a government vetting process, which means the government gets a registration list. Not legal, but then it wasn't legal for Lois Lerner.
Why would the NRA suggest that? When really my purpose is that this is exactly what Venezuela did. They should have known now that that was a bad policy, because any totalitarian government, and again, you can't predict that a future government won't be totalitarian, or say, hey, we're just coming for your guns, right. Just come to your door and say, we know what guns you have, turn them over, or we're arresting you on the spot, or we'll shoot.
Decades ago, when the instant background check was being put forth for the first time, it was put forth by the NRA. They were hoping that by making that concession to gun control, they would be foreclosing further advances by the anti-gun forces.
And
I remember going over to their building, which then was in downtown Washington, and I had a meeting with the head of the Institute for Legislative Action, which then was a brand new organization. They were just getting into lobbying. And I said, you know, if you continue to support this, the only thing that's going to result, there won't be anybody stopped from getting a gun to use it illegally, but you will see the growth of this program. And what starts with sales in stores will then be expanded eventually to all transfers of firearms, even where money's not involved. And the government will then be getting a universal registry of all gun owners. And they just couldn't see it. They thought that this was such a good idea because it would be an important concession that they were making, showed good faith to the anti-gunners, and somehow the anti-gunners would say, I guess the NRA is not the boogeyman we've been telling everybody they are. Well, I got a news flash. Even if they're aware that the NRA is not the boogeyman they've been saying that they are, it serves their purposes for whipping up their own constituency to keep saying that the NRA is this irresponsible, spree-shooting, gun-toting maniac, and their guns need to be taken away. And that's what their base wants to hear. And for them to admit that the NRA, they've made a deal with the NRA, the NRA is rational, and we're all going to be friends now, that's not going to happen until the moon is made out of green cheese.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre that they would try to make concessions. I mean, even the Canadians basically said, hey, we're just not coming in with our guns. What are you going to do about it? So my friend, for example, my friend and patient that had 45 guns, and all his buddies were similar, and they had all kinds of guns. I mean, I've said on this show that besides guns, I can give out at least half a dozen technologies. Two or three of them were told to me in exquisite technical detail by guys in my special forces that I took care of Delta Force and Special Ops. So I can tell you right now, there's a lot more dangerous things than just ordinary guns out there that people can assemble from hardware from their own garage or from a hardware store. So, you know, like, for example, siped ball bearings that are siped to fly straight and 10 times, 20 times faster than a bullet that are armor-piercing. Directed energy weapons that you can create literally with a combination of leather and tinfoil and a parabolic reflector. I mean, people need to start understanding that the citizenry does need to fear their government, which is becoming more and more globalist. We saw that under Obama. He wasn't trying to be the president of the United States. He was trying to be the president of the world. He was collaborating with the United Nations. In fact, he would take orders from the UN before he would actually proceed, not ask Congress to proceed to do things, but ask the UN. We have to understand that Trump is a businessman who's an American patriot, and this is throwing... That's why the left and the right, which are also corrupt, are going into, you know, what I call conniption fits. Have you ever seen a conniption fit? It literally is someone who actually almost turns inside out right in front of you. That's a conniption. Yeah, and you have to understand, it's not just a left thing, it's a right thing, too. Look at all the PNAC people. And if you don't think all the Bearcats they're bringing back from the Gulf War, I remember talking to the guys where they had an island off of Saudi Arabia where they were storing all this equipment, and much of it was still covered with depleted uranium, and they weren't properly cleaning it before they ship it back. And they had it on sidings in places like Illinois and Indiana, literally on rail sidings, still covered with yellow dust from the Middle East. Did you know that? Depleted uranium all over the damn stuff. And I know because I took care of vets when they were coming back with this equipment, and I wanted to do to testing on these guys while they're still alive of pre-uranium toxicity. And my boss, Major Swinder, said, if you do that, Deagle, you'll be fired or worse. I said, I don't know what's worse than firing. He said, how about dead? I said, you know what, Swinder? You're going to take that back because I know where you sleep. And if you want to put your socks on tomorrow, you won't talk to me like that. So I said, I take it back. I said, good. I said, because you do, well, you do want to have a pulse tomorrow morning. He realized.
I would say that was a candid conversation.
Well, let's put it this way. Part of the reason why when I do my radio show, because I do periodically get people that think they're smart enough that, or crazy enough, they're going to threaten me. And I had a lot of threats about 3 years ago, and again about a month and a half ago. And I tell them, I said, well, I'm a techie. I mean, you know, I'm 65, but I'm a techie. I have a custom-made supercomputer here. I have all kinds of tech stuff. And I said, we have the IP addresses from where you have sent your information. The local authorities are coming to get you. And if you're stupid enough to come through my gated community, I'll know you're coming like the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I said, I won't say hello. I'll blow your brains out before you get within 150 yards of of my home, because I train with the Marines up at Black Wolf, the guy that trains the Marines up at Pendleton Marine Corps base. Duh. So it stopped right away. Like, oh, bad idea. I was 3 years ago. I started having calls, literally multiple calls a day, including to my wife and kids and people answering my phone for our orders here, saying how they're going to off me and my family all the way from Texas to Delaware. And I put a stop to it real quick. People need to know, do they really want to find out how bad Deagle is? They're going to find out the hard way. And also legally, if people want to play legal games, I'm like half a lawyer. Man, you do not want to have me in court. I have on average 3 cases that I'm doing medical legal work on at any time. And they never have to have me come to court. I just use quote marks and write my legal report, and that's the end of the game. It's over. So I want people to understand, if you're not a gun prepper, if you're not a nutraceutical prepper for your health, because you can't rely on the healthcare system being around. I guarantee you that what's going to happen here is this is going to go to the Senate. The Senate is going to not produce a bill, or they're going to produce a bill that's going to go back to the House, and Obamacare is going to blow up. It's not going to get fixed, okay? That's just the way it is. And I guarantee in the midterm elections, they're going to try to blame it all on the Republicans, even though the Democrats created this mess. And all these things are going to lead to chaos. Now, when you have chaos, people get crazy. And if you have people with guns, craziness doesn't come near your home because they know you're armed and you're dangerous. They won't come for your food or supplies. In fact, I saw a prepper show a few years ago. And I contacted the people that were making these prepper shows because I have some media contacts. I said, why did you guys do this? And I said, we don't know. I said, they came out and they actually had this prepper show where the preppers decided they were going to be prepping by stealing with guns, going to people's homes that we're prepping and stealing their stuff. I said, you don't understand. Preppers are armed. If you're going to a prepper's place to get their food, supplies, or electrical generators, it's gonna be a Donnybrook. It's gonna get ugly. You know, it's not gonna be funny stuff. You know.
I bet they hadn't really thought about that, and yet they should have, because they know, as a general matter, that a lot of Americans are armed. What do
right.
they think?
Right, right, and we're gonna get as time goes on more clever. We're gonna have things like you know, armed drones that will have fly off our roofs. It'll kind of have night scopes on them and everything. People say, "No, you won't have that." I said, "Well, let me tell you, that's one of the projects I'm working on right now. Is I want, and the police have them. I mean, you don't think they're gonna have armed drones and they'll have terahertz wave scanners so they can look through the side of your home? Duh! You got to be kidding." Of course,
yep.
They are going to do that. They test these things in the battlefield in places like Iraq and Syria. I mean, I had guys in the military that I took care of, and they were doing testing of all kinds of weird and wonderful and strange DARPA weaponry in Iraq, which they called it the lab. They didn't call it the battlefield; they called it the lab. And they're testing it in the battlefield because eventually they want to bring it home to America, and they want to make sure you are Venezuelized. Whether you've got a gun or not, they want to make sure they think that, well, they can be bigger and badder than you. Not likely to happen when even in Baghdad, they couldn't control the airport road to the from Baghdad to the airport with citizenry that could reach out the bathroom window and shoot at people that were trying to harm them. So I think that, you know, obviously we got people like Trump in there who supports an NRA. I want to see a much bigger presence of GOA. So you need to contact Steve Bannon, everybody that's a GOA member. You need to push these agendas because the NRA are dropping the ball, aren't they?
The NRA doesn't really get that much engaged beyond the shooting sports. They do have a presence on Capitol Hill, and they do...
Yeah, the shooting sports, they want to maintain shooting sports, but this is the Second Amendment is not there for shooting sports. It's just for,
right.
It's for a civilian militia and an armed public that maintains the peace beyond the police. And by the way, the police support it because if there's a breakdown, for example, I'm going to reactivate my ATLS and ACLS because I'm a trauma doctor, burn doctor. And so that even though I'm retired, if the sheriff needs me, I'll be there to help with trauma because they're not going to have enough ambulance attendants and people with experience to put in chest tubes or deal with limb amputations or fallen trees or burns or God knows what happens. They're not prepared
right.
for this. They're not prepared for any civilian breakdown. And one of the things that happened in Louisiana is that the government, the FEMA, came in and actually cut the communication lines and interfered with the doctors and nurses who are actually taking care of people in hospitals, even disarming them. So they're going back and forth to work, and they're trying to disarm the doctors so they're safely able to go from their homes that are on high ground to the hospitals. how evil is that, that a government
yeah.
actually thinks it's a good idea for FEMA to interfere with health professionals safely going back and forth to work because they have a gun in their car? I mean, really.
It's evil, and it's actually stupid to the extent that they're not actually interested in taking over the population. And there are those liberals that just think, oh, no, we're better off without a gun. It's too risky.
No, it's not even. I don't think their logic goes that far. For example, we see the public and the private conversations of Hillary Clinton about vetting people that come to the country that might have evil intentions. She said, well, we can't vet them. She makes it very honest that, you know, hey, but we don't care. We're still going to make 550% more than even the Abominator brought in. That's why I call him, instead of Obama, just like the Terminator, I call him the Abominator. Because he was already
yeah.
systematically deconstructing America. This guy, who is not an American, I mean, I had intel guys that actually pulled apart his birth certificates and everything else, and even his half-brother, Malik, who's an accountant from America that lives in Kenya now back and forth, and he voted in the elections for Trump. Yeah, he even brings out his birth certificate and say, no, he was born there, and there's actually memorials in Kenya to say, isn't it great that we have a U.S. president? And he was born in Kenya.
Our native son.
Now our native son, man. And we're so proud of him. He was a prez. Now he wants to run the United Nations if they get rid of that, or they pump it up to a more powerful agency. If they ever get carbon credit money and they have a reaction force that's armed to the teeth, it'll be dangerous. They'll place them anywhere. They'll say it's humanitarian aid when they come in with guns and tanks and everything.
You know, the UN has been horrible. Their peacekeeping forces turn out to be simply rape teams. And I remember these just terrifying stories about the civil war in Rwanda.
Right.
And when Tutsis would escape from the Hutus that were slaughtering them,
right.
The UN, when they had any contact with the Tutsis, would turn them over to the Hutus, knowing that they were going to be slaughtered. That's the UN.
Well, they have actually a really appropriate name. One of our authors that we have on the show now regularly is Rob Roselli, and one of his books is called The On UN, On American Genocidal Complex. And a major buffer against the On and the Un-American government of the previous administration of the Abominator is an armed public, armed with the truth and armed with weapons to protect themselves from crazy people like the Abominator and globalists.
What we need.
We need GOA influence in the White House because the NRA has dropped the ball. That's the facts.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Revolution Radio is listener supported. You can go to revolutionradio.org and support with your donations Revolution Radio, which is broadcast here on Studio B every day. Welcome back, and so Larry, how do they contact you? How do they get involved? How do they become an action member of GOA?
Very easily. Go to gunowners.org, and for free, people can sign up to get email alerts, and it's those email alerts that are the instrument that we've used to alert people of what's happening and make it easy for them to contact their members of Congress. That's the way legislation gets affected, and it's made Gun Owners of America a real player because of the people that are involved, the members, the thousands of them that take part in this.
Yeah, we need a larger sphere of audience. In fact, one of the things we're doing is we're expanding our podcast and simulcast networks, including GOA, and all we ask is to put a link on the GOA website for NutriMedical, but we'll literally post those to our podcast networks, both audio and video, and also give a specific event just for GOA. I mean, this is an amazing ability for us to spread the word of GOA and other great hosts that we bring on the program and co-hosts, because this is the kind of thing that's going to actually change civilization. We are the media. The media, to me, is dead. The only one I even watch on Fox News now is Tucker Carlson. Most of the other ones, you know, I can kind of sometimes stomach Hannity. But other than that, it's tough. I mean, the regular media otherwise is not only useless, but it's dangerous for your IQ and your citizen Q. In other words, your ability to actually be a free and independent citizen, deciding what you want for your health care, deciding what you want for anti-aging, being able to take action against mandatory vaccines like in the state of California, disarmament, which we see happening. I mean, the gun laws here in California need to be challenged directly by the administration. It's really dangerous for here in California, where if things went south in this state, it would be tremendously dangerous for the average person, wouldn't it?
Now, let me get this right. I can be an illegal alien in California, but I can't own an illegal gun.
Maybe if you actually hire an illegal alien and they have the gun, it'll be legal.
That might make it all happen nicely.
It may make it all legal, you know, because the thing is, the left is so twisted in their logic. If an illegal alien has the gun that you've given them, maybe it makes it legal. I don't know. I mean, that's how twisted their logic is.
And then if he uses it to gun down Kate Steinle on the San Francisco wharf, hey, well, you know, stuff happens.
Well, you know, the thing is, they don't really care. I mean, I saw a statement, of a comic statement by about Angela Merkel in Germany, and it said in the comic, you know, maybe if they rape me, I'd be worried about this and change the laws. I mean, now we have this Macron, and of course, one of the comments by Le Pen was, you're going to have a woman running France. It's either going to be me, Le Pen, or it's going to be Angela Merkel. And of course, obviously, her proxy is Macron, who's totally a globalist. And whether the French are more concerned about their economy than the Haraj, the massive invasion of Muslims, I'm really not impressed with what's going on. But of course, they don't have an alternative media in France. They've disarmed much of the French population so that they're disarmed. It's not surprising. They're quivering and compliant. How's that? Quivering and compliant. That's what happens to you when your Second Amendment rights are taken away. You become quivering and compliant like the people in Venezuela.
Oh, that's the end.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Larry. It's amazing to have you back. We'll have you back on again soon. And we want to do some, we want to get some podcasts out for you and do some video cast also. Just give me a shout by email what dates you want after the show. We can do it or on the weekend. We'll do some videos and get it out through all of our network, which goes live around the world in every platform, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, everywhere, so that people can get the truth.
Excellent.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.